I'm very excited. Let's bring in Mr. Eddie Izzard. And here is... Here is Eddie Izzard. Look, it's... Woo, it's Eddie.
Good morning.
Bonjour, Eddie.
Bonjour, ça va,
ça va? Ah, ça va bien, merci.
BBC, c'est très cool.
Radio 1.
Yeah, Radio 1, Radio 1, ouais, pourquoi pas.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a dans le panier?
I've still got my dark glasses on, and I can't see now, because it's even darker in here.
but it's cool, though.
It's very cool. That's the thing. Wearing dark glasses at the wrong time of day, indoors, is very cool. And also, and you can hit furniture. So cool / stupid at the same time. It's got that nice edge there.
Are you tired this morning?
Yeah, the Bexhill gig, you know, crazy, man, everyone. It was playing, you know, on the rooftop.
The roof of where?
The Delawarr Pavilion, which is a big art centre down right on the coast, built years ago, Grade 1 listed building, very cool stuff happens there now. And so I said, hey, you got a roof, I want to play on the roof. Because if the Beatles had lived in Bexhill-on-Sea,
that's what
they would have done.
Mm. Sure.
It's the logic, you can see the logic.
Was it not very wet last night?
Yeah, well, that's festivals, man. So it's a little baby festival up there. Of our own. It was like, I was trying to do it like a flash mob thing.
Right.
But in the end, we sent out a message, 4 gigs happening next week, and I've just come back from Paris where I was doing it in French for 3 months. And
Does your head not go... Do you start speaking French accent?
I did. No,
oh, really?
It was weird because I had to go. It was the first gig back into English because I'm playing as, you know, going to St. Albans to do Last in the Park, warming up via Bexhill and Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, that's crazy. You've got to fire your tour manager, surely.
No, that's gorgeous, isn't it? Isn't that the most gorgeous? This is what happens. So I finish at the La Cigale, which is in Paris, which is like Brixton Academy kind of cachet, okay, right? So you go from there to the roof of a building in Bexhill.
Right.
Four nights. Then I go to Montreal, do gigs in French and English.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then I go into Shoreline, which is like a Hollywood Bowl in San Francisco. Then Hollywood Bowl, then St. Albans for 3 nights. That's kind of beautiful, man.
You know, when if you're doing the same show, obviously, in English and French and switching between the two, the risk of asking a stupid question, you obviously write it in English, and then do you have to then translate it into French? Because some of it won't translate exactly, will it?
Well, I've tried, the last 15 years, I just made stuff. You know, if you taking out all very specific references. They don't talk about Curly Whirlies and John Major.
They don't have Curly Whirlies in France?
No, but you could talk about, you'd have to explain them. You couldn't say, and he hit me with a Curly Whirly. That's just not going to work. Quelqu'un me frappe avec un Curly Whirly. That's just not going to get them, because they're going to go, qu'est-ce que c'est un Curly Whirly?
Qu'est-ce que c'est un Curly Whirly?
Yeah, and that's the thing you're going to get back. So, but if you say, un Curly Whirly, say, and it's got a latchwork, and I don't want the French for latchwork, kind of design of it, of nougat, but I could get that into a phrase, and it was very cool.
But would you not take your research as serious to go, I'm going to go to a sweet shop and find the nearest French equivalent to a Curly Whirly?
I don't want to do that. I did do stuff about when I'm cleaning windows, George Formby. I did jokes about George Formby in Paris in French and made them work.
Nice.
Which I think I need some sort of Blue Peter badge for.
You know, one of my favourite things I ever heard you talk about was when... Because I think the first time you ever came on our radio show in the afternoon, you'd said, I want to go and play a gig in France and do it in French. I can't remember.
Last time I did them 11 years ago. So,
right.
So it was, I knew I had to come back and do a whole chunk of it, 3 months of it.
Right.
And that was the trick.
And Eddie told a story. I remember you mentioning that one of the things you did, which you were very pleased with, was you did your impressions of certain people like
Sean Connery.
But in French. Do you get that, Dave?
Yeah, I think so. So I mean, you would basically do the voice, but he'd be speaking French. Is that right?
Yeah, we just do exactly what I was doing before when I was doing my kind of not terribly good but not terribly bad impression of Sean Connery, but then I just translate it into French.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're talking about dinosaurs and Romans and God and chickens, they exist in all countries. So that's my trick. I just made the stuff universal as opposed to, you know, when you're in Droitwich and the trains don't work. You know, I didn't do that stuff. So, Sean Connery en français, and I did his impression, and they laughed, and it was kind of polite, but then the guy came and said, well, he's dubbed by another guy, so we don't know what he sounds like.
Yeah, so of course, the films are dubbed in France, so we don't know what Sean Connery actually sounds like.
So you
could have gone, well, bonjour, je suis Sean Connery!
Exactly.
And they'd have gone, no, it still doesn't sound like that. Is that what he sounds in real life?
How does French Sean Connery sound?
French. So early in the morning, Sean, because Sean's in this kind of place, so si on parle comme Sean Connery, comme ça, c'est pas difficile de le faire parce qu'on peut. Je m'appelle Bond, James Bond, 007, agent secret.
Nice.
Very nice.
On le fait comme ça.
Now, have you gone to the trouble or maybe geekiness of going, now I want to see a French James Bond movie to see...
I know it. I know one. And I could tell you, this is, I think it's available in Britain. It's great. A guy called Jean Dujardin did OSS 117, OSS 77. It's hysterically funny. It's the French taking the mickey out the French. And it's beautiful because you say, oh, the French won't do that. But they did this. It's wow. OSS 117. And if anyone finds that or gets it on a DVD, it's just silly. It's really silly.
Would they have subtitles?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because my French isn't strong enough.
No, I totally understand.
Nor mine.
No, I watched it in America with subtitles. It was okay. On in America. So that was it. They did a distribution around the world because it was that successful. He's just very silly. And he's a very good-looking bloke, but he takes the mickey out of himself and out of the French, and you think, nice. Well, they don't do that, but there they do. And I was very pleased about it.
You do love France.
Oh, I love people.
Oh.
No, I mean, that sounds a bit weird.
I don't like people.
I know. Well, there are some people who really specifically don't. I've met people, I've worked with people who are actors who said, you know, I don't want to go out and meet them because I don't like the people. I thought, wow, how crazy. But no, I do. I'm very I was born in an Arabic country.
Right.
And I do want to eventually do my stand-up in Arabic. Because
sure.
I'm in a position to reach out. Most people, I've kind of built this position, but I want to go and do it. I want to do it in German. I want to do it in Russian and Arabic.
That's amazing.
Do you speak Arabic now?
No,
not at all.
No, I can say shokran and which is thank you, and la shokran, which is no thank you.
Right.
And I, you know, basic words like that.
Yeah.
No, actually just that word. And I went back to Aden where I was born when I was a kid. But, you know, in Yemen, they're just having a really tough time. But when we used to say about Arabic people, oh, they don't really care about democracy. Now we know they really do. They're fighting for it. And I think, it's a good time to be reaching out. So I come up with these things and they're silly, crazy, bonkers, positive. Run a bit, all that kind of stuff.
Do you know what? It's just, I mean, I struggle with English as a language, and now you've mastered the French stand-up, and now you want to do Arabic.
Well, no, it's just otherwise I could just sit down and poke things around with a pencil.
And some say you should.
And sometimes...
Some say you should just sit there
okay. When I was training for that marathon thing, that I think you knew that I was doing, because I talked to you many times, and you're very supportive on. When I was training for it, running up and down the Thames, because I thought it was quite beautiful to run down to Richmond, actually, down the side of the Thames. It's a great... If people are training for running, it's great. Some guy had a bumper sticker. That was one of those things you have on the back of the car.
Yeah, the back of the car.
And it said, "One life, live it." And that's what I'm trying to do, baby.
I'm kind of with you.
You say one life, just chill out and don't half live it.
In the shower, right? When I'm having a shower, I am the man that I wish I was. And I believe when I'm in the shower...
You're Bob Hoskins in the
What does that
Friday,
mean?
I could... Well, I'm slightly taller.
Remember the shower scene?
But, but not... Like, so, when I'm in the shower, I have these... I have these rare moments of clarity, is probably the right thing, where I think very childlike, but I think it's very pretty. For example, when I'm in the shower, I'm a big fan of Jules Holland, right?
Yeah.
And I think he's a genius on the piano.
And he knows a lot about Nelson.
Mandela?
No,
Admiral Horatio. Nelson?
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
He's an expert on it.
I did not know that.
No, ask him next time.
I will do. Anyway, the difference between me and Jules Holland when it comes to playing the piano is he learned to play the piano. I've never learned to play the piano. Yeah. And if I learned to play the piano, maybe, who's to say that I would not be as good as Jules Holland?
Right.
But I've just never learned. So why don't I learn to play the piano? Do you like that?
Yeah, yeah.
And I know it sounds very silly, but that's my logic. And I have these thoughts when I'm in the shower.
Well, that's what I did on the French thing.
Well,
you're doing
yeah.
exactly the same thing.
But then I don't go and do anything about it. Once I get out of the shower, I dry myself off, and then that's it. I forget.
But you've even talked about learning to play the
piano. I'm a genius
before.
In the shower. Oh, I could sort of world peace.
You commute
in the shower, not a problem.
You commute with the Zen god of showers.
I do.
Who lives somewhere up in the bits where the water comes out less and less, you know, out of a shower.
Yeah.
It gradually comes out less and less. Then you have to scratch your finger over the showery bits to get it to come
that's
out
right.
again. Because of
you've been in my shower. Yeah. I
see. No, that's in my shower. That's in every.
It's
shower
It's a time
in
for doing
world.
Thinking, though, isn't it? You know, having a shower, brushing your teeth, all those sort of things.
Get the world leaders together, right? Forget the G8 summit and all that sitting around the table. You put a load of shower cubicles in a row. And they would fix the world.
But that'd be no good for you, though, because you don't like showering in front of other men.
Well, it's not just anybody.
It's more complicated than that. You'd have to get the showers there. You'd have to get the ideas from the showers, and then they have to be sucked out by a computer, and then enacted, because the people who get out of the showers don't do anything.
Well, yeah, or you just have somebody outside taking notes. Or the translator sitting on a little stool outside each cubicle.
Yeah, somewhere with the
wearing
same
very dark glasses, because it showers.
And holding a towel.
Outside.
And steamy windows, so there's nothing going on.
They could write the notes in the steam on the mirror.
Yes.
But they have to get
them in mirror letters, otherwise it doesn't come out
right.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah.
No,
that's a bit like ambulance, but written backwards.
Yes, it'd be ambulance written. Everyone would make lots of backward ambulances. Yeah.
Lovely. Right, great. Thanks for coming in.
That's why I'm playing St Albans.
St Albans is the it's the Laughs in the Park festival. Now, is this the second or the third time you've done this?
This is the second. Glastonbury's up to 41st, and we're on the second. But
nice.
That's
now
the length we're looking.
Now the BBC have won the little piece of the comedy pie.
Indeedy weedy. So BBC's come along. We've got an up-and-coming stage as well.
Nice.
We're still doing fireworks at the end of each night. I think a bunch of planes could be flying around on one of the days as well. Oh. It's just, it is a nice thing. Because, you know, now comedy's playing in arenas and apparently Hollywood Bowls, I've heard. I've heard this, and on the roofs of Bexhill. And so, yeah, it's just getting bigger, and it's comedy is a field gig. So I'm actually separating it slightly. The big idea was to separate it from music a bit, because music is a field gig and comedy is a mind gig, and people sometimes get quite out of it in a music gig, and then they go to the comedy tent and they can't quite work out which word goes next, and they're laughing at everything, and they're very positive, but they're a bit too positive. So we want people in a nice place, a happy place, but not too out of it.
I like that.
And so, you know, you could have an acoustic tent, man. It's just it's the beginning of another thing.
Well, forward. I'm hoping to go. I would like to go. Dominic went last year and then raved about it. Even though he sat in the rain and everything, he said it was brilliant.
It was good for him because he's local anyway. He can get a cab home from there.
So no, absolutely. Like, I mean, people will sit in the rain. It's that thing, you know, that they will do in
festivals. I prefer to sit in the dry, warm weather, if I'm honest.
But I was a street performer. People, it's kind of groovy. It becomes beautiful. Last night, I was talking with you know, there's no roof, so you just talk up into the sky.
Well, you're on the roof doing the gig last night, and the people are what, down on the
ground? No, they're on the roof. Everyone's on the roof.
How many people is this?
This is about, from health and safety regulations, 220, I believe.
Right, okay.
So it's quite a small, intimate, very
small.
Groovy, you know, never happened in Bexhill in the history of Bexhill.
Well, they're very strict on health
but
and
now
safety.
That, yeah, and they're now they've become a rock and roll town. But it's just wasn't, you know, it's the sort of thing. And everyone's got duvets and stuff. They've all come along ready for mini festival.
Wow.
And it's beautiful. I'm doing Thursday and Friday as well. So, but it's really, it's fun. It's stupid.
I could bring a duvet.
A sleeping bag or something.
Yeah.
Sleeping bag, maybe not so much. I like the idea of, can we bring a sofa?
You can bring a sofa. If you've got one of those fold-out sofas, you've got to be able to get it.
Those concertina ones.
I've got one of those.
Yeah, you have.
They're the ones that just unpack. They're unpacked.
It's like made of recycled cardboard, and you can put it in any shape you want.
And add water and expands.
Well, no, it just expands. You don't have to do that. You don't have to bring the water.
If it rains on it, it gets bigger than.
Well, you get covered on. We just bring the duvet. I like that.
It
put
is.
Our feet up.
Yeah, I gave it 10 out of 10 last year, and I normally give things 8 at best, 8.5.
Right. And what were you given last night on the roof?
Last night on the roof was about a 9.
9?
Because they were very groovy, and they were staying in, you know, and it wasn't heavy raining, it was just getting into it. I'm actually looking forward to heavy rain.
Are you?
I want to test it, I want to see what happens.
No.
I want to see whether they stay, whether I stay. I'm staying. No, I'm staying.
Well, no, hang on, if you stay, you go, and then, as the Romans... No, it's too rainy. I'm going
to
go.
Right. No, I'm staying there. It's only thunder and it's only lightning that I have to go away from.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because lightning can get a bit rant. No, it could actually pick you out. That one.
Here it is. Wow.
Lightning carries a threat of death, doesn't it?
That's
a big problem with it.
That is a downer on a gig. Mm. That is one of the downers.
You don't think dying for your art is the right thing to do at this point in your career?
It'd be very good,
good press angle. Oh, massive press.
But then you wouldn't be able to really move forward.
Not really.
It would, unless you survived it. And then you'd be, lightning never strikes twice.
Exactly.
And then you'd be doing more of that.
And then you'd be proper sold out for all your gigs.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is
lightning
nice.
Kid.
So on the roof on the 4th and the 5th of July, so you're there for Independence Day, which is very nice.
Yes, which has just happened.
Yeah, on the 4th of July. Yeah. And then a night off tonight.
Yeah.
And then two more gigs on the 7th and the 8th on the roof at Bexhill-on-Sea. And I take it all the tickets have gone.
I'm afraid they've all gone, but there you go.
And then you're at the Shoreline Amphitheatre, and then the Hollywood Bowl, and then St Albans.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Standard, it's a standard touring route.
It's crazy.
It's the tried and tested route.
It is.
If there are people listening to this who have seen Eddie acting in the many things that he's done, I take it now. I think we covered this last time you were on, but just to clarify. The Riches, I take it, they're not making anymore.
The Riches is not happening anymore. There's another drama series being developed. Treasure Island and Lost Christmas are two films that are coming out at the end of this year.
Right.
And British television. I think they're really good pieces of work. So,
featuring you, of course.
Yeah, I'm playing Long John Silver in Treasure
Island.
Are
you really? Yeah. Do you put on the voice?
I do the voice, but I don't do the voice like you might expect the voice to
right.
be. So, I moved him somewhere else.
French?
Yeah. No, he...
A French pirate?
No, I moved him to London.
Ho, 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 and un bouteille de rum. I don't know if that's...
That doesn't work so well. No, we've done a very sort of rough version of it, as opposed to... Because if you think Pirates of the Caribbean did a very...
Right.
Swashbuckling.
It was swashbuckling.
The kind of tone of Treasure Island initially, we did a version that's quite dark and... the Goodfellas version of
Treasure
Island. Yeah. So
yeah, that's when the pirates used to put you in the
trunk. Eat pizza.
They put you in the trunk of a car.
Yeah.
And just slam the lid.
Phil Glenis is in it, and Rupert Penry Jones, and Danny Mays, and David Harewood.
And did you say this is for the BBC?
Donald
this
Sutherland. Is a... it's a Sky.
Okay.
I know, I can't see. Any...
It's not the BBC then.
No.
It's really not for the BBC at all.
But Lost Christmas.
Is it for the BBC? It's it's kind of. It's
kind of like
Sky.
That. If you take those letters and just change them a bit. But then the Lost Christmas is BBC.
All right, okay. So Lost Christmas on the BBC, Treasure Island on the Sky. And Treasure Island will be out when, do you know?
Crimbo time.
Nice.
New Year's Eve. We don't have a cut down version of Crimbo's Christmas, so New Year-y.
Sure.
New Year-y.
Sure.
New
Why not?
It's just after Christmas.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So, this is summer. It's a bit too early.
Now.
But it's nice to kind of, and then obviously, hopefully, Ocean's 14 and 15.
Well, I asked about Ocean's 14. I think
they've given up. They said it's too much.
I think they've. Yeah, I asked George in the middle of it, and he looked at Matt Damon and said, "No, I don't think we could do it. It's just get them all together was tricky."
He said, "Did you not see Ocean's 12? I think Ocean's 14." We'd be pushing it somehow.
Well, a lot of people are still waiting for...
We should national football players, really. In a ridiculous plot.
Yeah, we should do Oceans 1, 2, 3, 4...
I'm up for
9.
That.
Oceans 1 to 9 is still... It's like Star Wars.
I could play a younger George Clooney, right?
Yeah, well, you got to have like a big bunny rabbit. In Star Wars, they had that big bunny rabbit that turned up. That went that kind of strange bunny rabbit creature. Remember that?
I know. I don't
you
think
know what
I'm
he was. About. Anyone else know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah, I think I am.
I don't think he was a strange bunny rabbit. What did he do? What did he say?
He said bing bong bang. I don't know.
That's a crazy frog.
I did.
Bing 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 bing.
That was another version.
Boom bam. That was a hit for Lulu, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's what she did the Eurovision with.
She got number 23 in 3 weeks. It was but you know, 1, 2, and 3 just didn't. Have the
no,
it's and then to take the numbers and swing them back. But I'm sure there's some people thinking, well, I saw Ocean's 11, 12, and 13, so where's 1 to 10?
Who was saying that? Ringo Starr? What
no.
was that?
Wait.
Well, I saw Ocean's 12.
Well, I saw Ocean's 12. Just someone with the
Ocean's 10 is a great idea. That's like because Ocean's 11 starts with Danny Ocean getting out of jail,
right?
So Ocean's 10. Could be how he goes to jail.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so you can have to.
You should write it.
If I write it, I'll
if
send
you write
it,
they will come.
And you could be in it.
If you write it, they will come.
Do you
come.
Like
Yeah, yeah. Ish. Yeah, yeah, ish.
What do you mean, ish?
Well, there's ish.
Have you already given yourself the Clooney role?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Well, George probably... He couldn't play because he'd be too old now.
He's very good at table football.
George Clooney?
Yeah, I played him, and I'm very good at table football, and he beat me, and it's annoying, and I want a rematch.
Is that what they call foosball in America?
They do. I think that's because of the Germans. Foosball is German. Yeah, it must have been a German make that was on the
brought
side
it
of
in.
The thing, I think.
Yeah.
So.
That's very clever.
What is?
This show is very bilingual. I'm always impressed at foosball. How our intellectual levels rise when Eddie's on the show. Not much. But
no,
they,
it's,
but
I don't think it's intellectual. I'm not intellectual. I'm just smart. Stupid intelligent.
Right.
You know, that's my stuff. Is
You do say that, but I don't agree.
No, there is.
Because like, you know proper, like, big words and everything.
Like cat and helicopter.
No, but you know things like...
fire engine.
Thermometer.
Like, it's words with, like...
I don't. I'm dyslexic. I don't know the big words.
But you do, because you say big words. You might not be able to spell them, but you know...
Well, like Krakatoa.
I see, yeah. What is that?
That's a type of curly-wheelie. It's a curly-wheelie you get overseas.
Speaking of which, I slipped down the steps last night and I banged my back.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Ask him what he was doing.
I was putting the bins out. But that's why... But you built that up now as if I was
Sorry, I was supposed to ask that.
He wasn't going to ask you.
No, I thought... Yeah.
I hurt my back yesterday putting the bins out. What were you doing, Eddie?
I don't know.
I was watching you. You could care less.
You're on the roof.
I watched the reflection off the moon.
At any point last night when you were doing your set, did you go, and then Moses said, sorry, I've got a kind of weird pain in my back. And like a weird connection to me.
No.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So you did that and...
I don't know why I mentioned that, because you said cracked toe, so I thought, I've got a bad back.
Krakatoa, East Java.
Yeah, Badabaka.
It's a film, didn't it explode?
It's a volcano, isn't it?
Yeah, didn't it just go?
Don't know.
Was it one of... There was some little island volcano things that just blew up. Well, there was one, particularly.
Right.
That went for doom. And then went away. You know, it literally just blew up.
Yeah.
One Tuesday, half two.
I've learned so much already, and it's still not time for you to go yet, unfortunately for you. You have to stay.
I'm going to stay all day. Even when your show finishes, I will still be here.
Why don't we just hang out all day together?
Well, we could.
How much fun would that
be,
I'll
meet you this evening.
Why don't we hook up tonight?
Yeah, let's find some other thing to go on.
Yeah, come on, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's decide that now.
Let's do a TV show.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, not mine, someone else's.
Someone else's, yeah. Just... Who's recording at the moment?
Alan Carr. Let's do Chatty Man.
Yeah, let's
we'll go on. Hey, yeah, Andy, you speak French! Like that.
So does Alan. He's fluent.
No, he's not.
Okay.
He's really not fluent in French. My French. I could out-French him. I could have a French off with Alan Carr. You could be the judge.
A French off?
No, I don't mean like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, yes, I wouldn't say no, but...
Well, you mean a language off?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you could be the judge.
I could be the judge, and I would be hearing a lot of not French. Kind of.
Well, you say that, but, you know, qu'est-ce qu'il y a dans le panier?
Oh, excellent.
Ooh. And what de pêche? And what de lemonade?
Very good.
And stylo.
These are all real words, guys.
Thank you.
People listening at home. Mm.
Thank you.
Listen to Chris Morse, not only to do a radio show, but also...
Pardon, monsieur. Je cherche un cinéma, s'il vous plaît.
What was that one?
Je cherche un cinéma, s'il vous plaît.
Tu cherches un cinéma?
Oui.
Cinéma? Yeah, that's very good.
Cinéma.
I'm looking for cinema, yeah.
Oui.
I can't say cinema now.
Asseyez-vous.
Sit down.
Yeah. See, I could get by.
Ma mère habite sur la... dans une boîte.
À quelle heure ferme la piscine?
What time's the swimming pool close?
Yeah. Bonjour, je m'appelle Christophe. J'ai un frère, je n'ai pas de soeur. Je travaille à... What are you...
Yeah.
Why are you laughing at that?
This is page one book stuff.
No, but you say that, but it's still good.
Are you going to do gigs at St. Albans?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You're not going to go on?
Am I?
Yeah, you should go on the new comedy tent.
You should just introduce someone.
Yeah.
Why don't you? Isn't that your local neck of the woods?
It is. I am round the corner from St. Albans, yeah.
Why don't you go on and introduce someone? Then you don't have the pressure of having to do a thing. You could just go on. If you get anything going...
Really?
You could do it. Yeah.
Why don't you do 5 minutes before Eddie in French?
Bonjour.
Bonjour. St. Albans.
No, you could do it in the small tent. You could do it in the upper cover tent.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
But if you did that, then, you know, it's a local thing. It does, and BBC's covering it. And,
yeah.
And then all you got to do is if you go out and you get car headlights in your eyes, then you go, and the next act is, and then there's no pressure.
You could be a local presenter for local people.
Okay, I could do that. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Would they be giddy if you walked out on stage as the local celebrity?
In the St Albans area?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm massive in St Albans. Huge.
Do people from St Albans know that you live near St Albans?
Some people will do, yeah. But I live in a little village just outside St Albans.
Are you on the Star Maps? You know the Star Maps you can buy in St Albans outside the train station?
Very, very likely I am.
You're a big deal in South Hertfordshire.
Say again?
You're quite a big deal in South
Hertfordshire. I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, my dad was evacuated there to St Albans, you see.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, in the war. That's why when they said we could do it in St Albans last year, and I said, yeah, okay, we'll do it in September, which is bizarre time for a festival.
For an open-air gig.
But it was my dad's 82nd birthday.
So that'd be sweet.
That was the thing.
That's nice.
And he was struck by lightning when he was a kid. Talking about struck by lightning.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was pushing a cat around on a trolley. And that happened.
He was pushing a cat on a trolley.
Yeah, the things you do when you're a kid. Because his mum, my gran, worked in service. You know, you live in a... You've got all these special effects there.
It helps with the story.
And then a bat turned up eating gravy out of a ukulele.
What ukulele one was it?
Where's the bat? Oh, that's the bat. That sounds
an owl bat. Yeah, it's an impersonating bat.
Anyway, that's why St Albans and St Albans, of course, is the patron saint of potatoes, of helicopters. No one knows.
I didn't know that. I was about to believe you with potatoes.
I know, but Verulamium was the capital of Roman Britain.
Mm.
That's the one.
Yeah. And you can still see the ruins and everything.
Yeah, they're still there because they said we're going now. It's 400 AD of the Common Era, and we're going.
Yeah.
Just let it go to rack and ruin. Build a new capital, they said, as they left.
That's what you two should call your new comedy act, Rack and Ruin.
Rack and Ruin.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm Jeff Rack.
And I'm Timmy Ruin.
I love that.
Yeah.
See,
you learn things.
Now, does anybody introduce you, or do you have a big opener, or do you just walk out?
Ross Noble, because Ross Noble and Tommy Tiernan are playing, and so Ross, I think, would be introducing. But, you know, you could have one person introducing another person to introduce another person.
Right.
So, you know, we can do this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
one person leads on to the other person. There's no gap.
You can have as many people introducing people as you want until you get to the main act.
Well, I've done that before. I was introduced by Colin Murray.
Mm-hmm.
I introduced Peter Kay.
Yeah.
Peter Kay introduced the Kaiser Chiefs.
Right.
And it was literally, Colin goes on, this is at the Leeds Festival.
Yeah, a few years ago, wasn't it?
People, and he goes, Colin goes, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Leeds, and the Kaiser Chiefs from Leeds. And everybody went, woo, Chris Moyles. And they went, woo, ready? And I walk out and go, hello, it's my great pleasure to introduce the one and only. And everyone goes, woo, Peter Kay. And I run off, and everyone goes, woo. And then Peter comes on, everyone goes, oh, it's Peter Kay. And he goes, how are you? Here's the Kaiser Chiefs. And everyone goes, what's going on? And the Kaiser Chiefs pretty much came on to, what? Okay, are you with the Kaiser Chiefs? All right, fine. Okay, now we applaud.
I have come on in a similar circumstance at a gig where I was introduced. Each act was introducing the next one. So a band introduced me and said, And they didn't know me at all. So he read my name off a piece of paper, and it was next guy on is called Ezra. And I came on to such a vacuum of applause.
It's Eddie Lizard.
All you need to say to introduce someone, you don't even need to get the name right. You just need to say, gentlemen, all the blah, 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 blah. You just got to set that tone.
Yeah.
And you can chicken and chips. And it doesn't matter. They will get more.
The one, the only, Eddie. That's the one. If you go off mic as well, that's always good.
Yeah.
You know, and that's my favourite going off mic story. I've got to tell you this. So, Vernon Kay, aware of the television phenomena that is Vernon Kay.
I am aware of the Vernon Kay.
Vernon will be listening now going, Dort, tell that story, Dort. So he goes to America and he does Skating with the Stars.
Skating with the Stars?
Which is the American version of Dancing on Ice.
Oh, I thought
celebrities
on
the
ice. I thought it was a fish show, Skate.
So they have the celebrities on the ice skates.
Right.
And it followed the American version of Strictly Come Dancing,
which is Dancing with the Stars.
So, and the two studios next to each other. So Vernon does this live show. In the first show, they finish the final of Dancing with the Stars. And then they hand over to Vernon for this new show. And Vernon goes, thanks very much. Good evening, America. And he walks from one set through the corridors into his set on live television. Then he walks up some stairs and he goes, "Welcome!" And he's done it perfectly. And he's got his mic in his right hand. And all he has to do is climb up the stairs, introduce the show, and then put his arms out like that wide, and the camera will do the big reveal of the ice rink. And it's beautiful. And he does, "Welcome, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be a great show." And he climbs up the stairs. He gets to kind of like a nice diving board thing. And he's got the mic in his right hand. And he goes, "Welcome to Skating with the..." And moves the mic away.
Did they like it? Do things to him?
I thought it was funny. Why did you book me for your St Albans game?
So are you Leeds? Are you Leeds born and bred?
Yes, sir.
Is that but your Leeds accent isn't terribly Leedsy?
And where were you born?
Yemen.
Okay. Do you want to pick on that? You don't sound.
No, I want to hear.
You sound Yemeni.
No, did you have a stronger one when you were a kid?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Kind of like that. If I go home, it come back. Yeah. I'm not like, you know. He's no, not a bad gum.
No, but I was at Sheffield, you know, and I got there and they all said, all right, love. Yeah. And all the men were saying, all right, love.
Mm. Yeah, love's a term of affection.
Exactly, from man to man. And I thought, because it was all the guys that were working at the university were going, all right, love, do you want some curly whirlies? Got a bag of the brown and back.
Sure. And they don't have them in France, you know.
No.
They say love and cock, actually.
They do. They used to say, oh, look, hang on a second. Speaking of which, Allard has just handed me a note saying it's 8:42, which means we're 12 minutes late for the news.
Oh. Yeah.
And they will kick off upstairs, Eddie.
Okay.
Yeah. They'll tell me off.
Am I moving?
Sorry. Let me play. Sorry, Eddie, we're going to move you out of your chair. Not only were you late for the news, but move. Right, let's do the news, and then we'll play a song, and then we'll be back with more Eddie Izzard. And I'm sorry for the news being late, but blame Eddie.
Scottish is.
And now, because it's Eddie Izzard's fault, here's the late news.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Eddie, if we get into trouble, can I just say that you said that was your fault? Can I say that?
Yeah, on the news.
Well, if like our management come down and go, the news was very late, can I go, but Eddie Izzard had said to me before, you got the news on time, I'm walking.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And tell them also that I have this theory that if you take the news...
Hang on, sorry, go on.
If you take the news and you pull it back like an elastic band...
Right.
When you let it go, people are so ready for it...
I like that. It's nice. That's never going to wash. They'll go, well, you only play one record. 8:43.
Newsbeat.
And the main news this morning.
There you are, and let's all go to Mallorca. Right, it's 8:49, and back with Mr. Eddie Izzard, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour.
Can I do my own woos for myself?
Woo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo.
Wow. Woo. Oh, my God. It's not like proper woos. You go on Steve Wright, and they... They proper woo, but...
No, this is more casual.
Mm. Well, but it's more heartfelt, I like to think. Did I have that? Anyway, hi, Eddie. Great, good. How long are you in the UK for before you go away? You've got two more nights, and then you fly to San Francisco?
No, I've got to go to Montreal. And
Of course you do.
And do gigs in two languages. Then I've got to go to outer space and do moon language.
Right.
Yeah,
like clangers.
Clangers. Clangers would have been really good news from the clangers. We never get news from the clangers, do we?
No, you don't. And then after St Albans, do you get a break?
Yeah, the rest of my life, nothing's planned out.
But you're always doing something. You've done, in fact, the last time you were on, you were doing fittings for Treasure Island. I remember that.
Yeah, well, that all went very well. I cut all my hair off for the gig, and
did you really?
Yeah.
So, isn't in what? So, you have the bald head?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's Long John Silver, like normally has hair, doesn't he?
No, it's... Yes, I look very similar to Dom.
Because Dominic has the bald head and the facial hair, and you have the facial hair.
I have a tattoo up the side of my head.
No, you don't.
Yeah, and
Dominic, that's what you should do.
Absolutely.
Mother, all the way around.
Mm.
It could be nice.
Yes, it would. I think that would work very well. And, so that was... But it was just great. It was Ireland. Oh, yeah, one thing about Treasure Island, we filmed in Dublin and then Puerto Rico, and we used a real boat, real ship that was built in 1945, real, you know, big sailing ship, big mast and all that stuff, and they sailed the Atlantic to get to Puerto Rico.
Really?
So, yeah, which is, I think, beautiful.
Hopefully you flew.
No, I wanted to go with them. I did actually fly. I wasn't allowed to go. Insurance wouldn't allow
me. I'm not surprised.
Because I became an essential elephant on the film.
And I would imagine on day four of that voyage, it would be like, okay, I'm bored now. Can I just...
No, I would have done it just because, loads of people did it years ago. You know, the going to America.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And I would have to live that. And, all the pirates lived on those things. It was like having an enormous Ferrari. To have your own ship must have been like having a big Merc or something.
Wow. But it's just easier to have a Merc these days.
Yeah.
Than a big ship.
A big ship. No, yeah. But if you're going to be a crimbo, that's not a cut down version of a criminal, is it? If you're going to be a crim.
It's a criminal at Crimbo, Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why not be that in the Caribbean? You know, if you were a villain, right, in the UK or England or whatever it was, back in those days, in the 1700s, 1600s, why not leave the changeable weather we have here, go to the Caribbean and be a crim there?
Wow.
That must have been the idea.
Just in the winter and then maybe come back in the summer.
Yeah, in the summer you could be fair weather criminals.
Absolutely. Like those people that spend half the year in Marbella and stuff.
Exactly. I do my robbing here during the summer and then the winter months I do my robbing in the Caribbean.
Exactly.
But I need to, I'm not going to, it's been a really tough summer here, so I won't go to the Caribbean until probably end of September. Yeah. I just need to do a few more weeks.
I don't want to miss Wimbledon.
You don't know anywhere near as much out there because stuff's just not.
And the exchange rate's criminal.
Oh, it's terrible. It's a really
criminal.
They
always get
the irony. But last time you were on the show last year, we swapped numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only just thought about this now. We don't have a great text relationship, you and I. In fact, I just found it.
Because you didn't understand the French I was texting you.
Well, it wasn't French. I found the text messages that Eddie and I have, the conversation that we've had. And I said, thank you for today, Chris. And I sent him a message. And he sent me a message back saying, fine, I'm doing fittings for Treasure Island over the next few days. But if you want to grab a coffee or something, I can make some time. And I'm like, oh, that's good. And then I went, well, yeah, great. If you want to go for hook up before you go. And I've realised the reason we didn't meet up is I was too polite. You said, if you want to grab a coffee or something, I can make some time before I go to Ireland. And I replied with, well, that would be great. If you do want to hook up for coffee before you go to Ireland, that would be lovely. I'm around the next few days. So I essentially said the same thing back to you, and then you never replied.
No, but I said would be, this is it. This is the coffee right now.
This is it?
Yeah.
This was November last year.
I know.
It's July.
I work on really slow elephant time.
Right, okay. So this is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's been the best coffee you've ever had.
Yeah.
This is excellent coffee.
Hang on a second. How's things going, really?
Oh, it's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you happy with these...
these polystyrene cups?
Sound effects?
Yeah.
And this isn't even a sound... I should say, because you do have all the sound effects in the world.
I do.
This is not. This is actually live.
This is real.
You're foleying it, as they say in the film industry. I got to do one now. Yeah, it's not bad.
Hey. What do you make of the Alan Carr fella? Do you like Alan Carr?
I don't know. I might go on his show this evening.
I'll come with you. Why do we do it? We can do it together, but like separate interviews, obviously. I need my 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Don't want
to... We shouldn't
overlap, because that's weird.
What, if we both slip at the same time?
No, on the
show.
Oh,
I see. Sorry. So you good? How were the fittings for Treasure Island?
Oh, they went all right, yeah. I cut all my hair off.
Did you get to keep any of the clothes?
I could have, but they were kind of... Because he's not doing terribly well in the story.
Right.
They're kind of like... And one of the legs is completely gone.
Right.
How did you do that? I learned to work on a crutch, on a 1700s type crutch.
Right.
Very well.
Do you just have to hold your leg up backwards?
I just put a green sock on, let it go, and then...
All right. And so they do that in the effects?
Yeah, Diego, fantastic Mexican... special effects guy, and he removed it.
See, because I thought they'd have to strap your leg like that.
Yeah. You'd have to do all your scenes holding it up, going, hang on, I'm wobbling. Again. Cut. Action. Ready? Go. What is that I see on the horizon?
Trying to hold the parrot and your leg.
No, it's really difficult to walk with a crutch, though, because it was modern crutches, you have two crutches, and you have a. a horizontal thing to put your weight on, you know, like a handle. Mm. And this one just had one pole and something going under your in your armpit.
Armpit, just one pole.
And then you had to hold it with just your hand as good as you could.
But the idea is you use the crutch as your leg. So you put your normal leg forward and then you move your crutch leg forward.
Exactly so. And if you watch down, there's been about 50 versions of Treasure Island and most of them are not good.
Right.
And
you studied the crutch movement.
Well, yeah, if you look at them, some of it's quite basic, and I spent a lot of time trying to get it as, you know, like a guy who's been using it for 3 years.
Wow. You really take that crutch business
seriously. Yeah, and I was trying to teach a guy who actually, because we had a double guy, a guy who actually had one leg, lost one leg, and
right.
I was trying to show him how to use it, and he found it really difficult, and I thought, I've got quite good at this, because, you know, you spend 10 weeks on it.
Well, how would he normally get around, the guy with one leg?
He had two crutches.
Ah, right, so now, okay, well...
I think he might have been a prosthetic leg, you know, something with a prosthetic leg, right. Or they have two crutches.
So you stand on both feet while they're filming, and then they just... get rid of your leg in
In between scenes I would actually stay on the crutch.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't come out of character?
Well, no, exactly so, because you're trying to live in that crutch and that was quite, you know, that just locks the character into the crutch.
Clever, isn't it?
It is very clever. It's very clever. You're a very clever man.
Well, no. That's what other people do, you know.
It's very clever.
I wonder why they didn't have pairs of crutches in pirate times. Why didn't they have one? Because it makes total sense, because a pair of crutches is good for balance.
Oh, no, actually, I'll tell you why. You can't shoot people.
You can't fire a gun, can you? Or a musket or drink.
Because in the modern day, in the modern UK, you're going around, you're not thinking, I might have to shoot this guy with my pistol or
attack
with my
cutlass. You haven't been to Leeds for a long time.
Yeah, well, I have actually.
Okay. Well,
very recently.
And you'll notice one crutch for everybody. They don't walk around with a two.
Still got their drinking arm and their firing arm.
That's right. Something like that. I want a drink, but I want to hold my gun. I don't know what to do. I'll do both. Look, lovely to see you. Thank you for coming in. I hope you enjoyed yourself with us today.
I'll text you about coffee.
I shall eagerly await it. And then I'll see you tonight and you'll go, ta-da!
Yeah.
See, here we are again. Yeah, we're both going to be doing Alan Carr's show this week.
Ce soir, French for tonight.
That's, mais oui, which is French for that's right.
Exactamundo.
Yeah. Mm.
That's Spanish for, yeah.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a? Don le panier. Donde está la sanitario?
Donde está la sanitario?
I don't know. I don't know if that is
where is the sanitarium, I think.
Thank you.
Do you often go to the sanitarium when you're in Spain?
No, I don't, no. I don't know what I'm saying. You got me shy. In case Eddie doesn't come back before Christmas, set your Sky Plus planner now for the Christmas shows that Eddie will be doing. He'll be doing Lost Christmas for the BBC, which is an adaptation of the Wham song.
Yeah, George Michael.
Drama, and Eddie plays Andrew Ridgeley.
No, it's very much not that.
Is there a massive snowball fight?
As opposed to Last, with everyone with fluffy hair.
Is this going to be really
No, it's urban fairy tale.
Now.
It has the tone of a fairy tale in New York. It has that kind of tone.
Oh, okay, all right.
It has
nice.
The tone of the Pogues.
Mm. And Treasure Island, where Eddie will be playing Long John Silver with no hair and a big tattoo on the side of his face.
Indeedy weedy.
I like that. And then the gigs in St Albans. Is St Albans all sold out? I would imagine it probably has.
I think there's still some tickets available on some days, but so okay.
Have a look.
Go online and
check local listings. And I believe
Laughs in the Park. Laughs in the Park is what you're Googling.
Laughs in the Park. Laughs in the Park.
Laughs.
Laughs in the Park.
Yeah.
That's what we call it. And also, there will be highlights on Monday, the 1st of August, on Radio 1 at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
Terrific.
Which is great. And Dominic is going to get us in because he is a local celebrity in the St Albans area.
It's going to be... Dominic's going to introduce someone on the stage.
Yes.
And Ross Noble's going to introduce people and he's going to be gigging and Tommy Tin and me and a whole bunch of people.
And there's like
and
a,
sausages.
You said there's like another tent, like a new up-and-coming
tent. Which is what the BBC one's putting on.
There you go.
Because you're up and coming.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And if anyone in that area saw it last year, it was just beautiful. And there's fireworks at the end of it.
And there's fireworks. I know you're very excited about the fireworks. Is this because they cost a lot of money?
No, it's not that. I launched them. I launched them last time. I walked into the audience and I launched
And there was a countdown as well. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
You've got it.
It's not you put a rocket in a milk bottle, is it, and going, stand back!
No.
See you next year! Bye-bye!
It makes you think all gigs should have fireworks at the end.
You know,
otherwise
thinking,
they never really end properly.
Are the fireworks to music?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is.
I love that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the fireworks. Here we go.
Oh.
Ah.
Ah.
Oh. Ah.
See you next year. Bye-bye.
That's exactly.
People go, it's not as long as I thought it would be. Yeah. So really big to
on Friday, out. I don't say see you next year, I say see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, right. Yeah. And then on Saturday?
Yeah.
See you tomorrow again.
And then on Sunday. Sunday.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Dominic, why don't you take this opportunity very quickly before Eddie has to go and showcase some of your material, of your stand-up material, yeah.
Well, thanks a million for that.
Well, because you have as you know, you have a joke.
I have a joke, yeah.
Okay. So I think we should,
I'm just getting to character from my joke.
Okay, all right. Oh. So, here we go. I'll introduce you. By the way, you'll be very impressed with this. Mm.
Right.
You'll be thinking, how can I fly this guy out for the Hollywood Bowl gig? Yeah. I need him as my...
I'm definitely available for that, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome local celebrity Dominic Byrne.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
I tell you what there, I ate 14 yogurts yesterday.
How do you feel?
How do I feel? Mullered. Mullered. Because that's a make of yogurt. Bye.
Wow. How do you think that's going to go down?
Well, I wouldn't wait for the how do you feel bits.
Try it again. This is going to be just as funny.
Okay. It might be funnier. Yes. It's going to be funnier than my Vernon Kay story, which went down like a fight in a crowded lift.
Hello again. Same story. I had 14 yogurts yesterday. I feel mullered. Boom. Straight in. Better?
Yeah, and then have a backup.
Yeah.
I've got a joke that will work in French and English, a bilingual joke. Might be good for you. This is the area that you trade in.
It's good to hear.
Do you have time for this, Eddie?
I don't believe this.
This will work in French and English.
Okay.
You need to be on this.
Okay. Right.
Do you want the intro music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which does sound like something just in between the Morecambe and Wise show. Something from this.
Do you want to know what it was? It was John Kilshaw's in and outro for the Royal Variety when he did that.
Oh, really?
And I just liked how over the top. And it's very Royal Variety, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And you need that voice over the top going.
And now, please welcome Comedy Dave Vitti.
Bonjour. What is the best type of cheese to encourage a grizzly out of a cave?
Okay, remember, no one's giving you the feedback on this.
Okay, don't worry, here comes the punchline. Come on, bear. Come on, bear.
Now, would that work in French?
Of course it would, it's a French word.
No, it wouldn't work in French because come on, bear. There's no double meaning in that.
Come on, bear. You understand it though, don't you?
I do, but it only works here.
Yeah.
You know, if you...
I was mullered.
Still to come. Eddie Izzard.
That, I want to say, the chord progression in that... it only exists on sort of...
those varieties.
Really weirdy... If you come onto that chord progression, then you're going to some weird, odd place.
Do you want me to stick this on CD and then Ross could use this when he introduces you into the
album? No, I don't want to. I'd rather die.
that's a bit harsh.
I just can't come onto that chord progression.
What are you talking about? How many people does a Hollywood Bowl hold?
17,000.
Right, okay. 17,000? Is it really?
Yeah.
It's not. At the Hollywood Bowl?
17,000, yeah.
I didn't know it was that big.
Yeah.
Wow. So imagine this. Lovely Hollywood evening, the lights go down.
And now, please welcome live on stage, Eddie Izzard.
Do you have an interval?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three.
Okay.
Still to come, more Eddie Izzard.
And another
short break.
No, can you do that and just say weird things are in the middle?
Also available, chicken and half price. I just soiled my pants.
Shabba.
That would
what the royal variety really
is. Is that what the royal variety has been lacking?
It has been lacking it.
That's why the Queen always goes, yeah, this is good, all well and good, but...
But where's the edge?
Where's the quirky voice?
Where's the shabba?
Where's the man who sells his pants? Wow, what an interview. So, Eddie, good luck with the gigs, and hopefully we'll be there.
See you in St Albans.
To cheer you along.
St Albans.
I'm only going for the fireworks. I don't want to be let down by these fireworks. No, if it's two rockets and a Catherine wheel, then I'm going.
They're brilliant fireworks.
That would be beautiful.
Okay. And good luck with everything. Good luck with the shows in San Francisco and Los Angeles, in between Bexhill and St Albans.
It is a good bookend.
And the Montreal. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And come back and see us anytime.
Yeah, okay.
And let's hook up for a coffee later.
I'll come in tomorrow.
Pop in. We'll be here from 6:30. Come in at 5, we'll put you on at 8.
Yeah, exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Eddie Izzard.
Yay! The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all-